Do your children know that no matter what they do, you will always love them? I'm John Eder. Welcome to this, the Friday Family Edition of Songtime. We as parents have a tremendous responsibility, a responsibility that candidly, I must admit that as my children are pretty much grown, I am glad that we have made it this far. We've had our tough times and rocky times, difficult times to say the least, but I'm kind of glad we're at this particular point in terms of the age of my children, because the world has continued to get progressively more difficult to grow up in. Now, I'm not trying to scare those of you that maybe have younger children or those of you that have the privilege of being grandparents and you see your grandchildren growing up in this world. I'm not trying to frighten you, but I am trying to call all of us to a point where we will recognize that we have a tremendous responsibility, one that many of us, I don't know that we're responding that well to, and that is we've got to see the world for what it is. We have got to see the reality in this world, and then we've got to prepare our children and our grandchildren to live for Jesus Christ in this world. Now, this is a difficult assignment for us, and it's extremely difficult for them to live in a world like this and to live for Christ. That's the first thing that we ought to recognize. Our children are under tremendous pressure. We live in a world in which biblical truth and a biblical value system have been largely put aside by this culture. In fact, if you name a name of Christ, you're increasingly more likely to receive a lot of negative feedback, a lot of pressure from those around you. What we believe is not something that many people in this day embrace. And so when we take a young boy or a girl and we put them in the school system and they've got to face a constant onslaught against the values that we try to teach them, this is a difficult situation. The first ministry I sustained even before I left Dallas Seminary, was as a youth pastor. And part of the time, I was actually the interim youth pastor with a youth group of about, it was 125 young people. I still have a heart for young people because of that experience. I witnessed firsthand how young, impressionable kids who made commitments to Jesus Christ were immediately challenged in terms of their faith. They were facing tremendous opposition. I think of Beth. Beth was just a delightful young lady who had come to Christ through a youth program, and then had actually led her own mother to the Lord. She came from a family where dad was, he's pretty much non-existent. And mom was involved, but mom had her own issues. Beth had a solid commitment to Jesus Christ. She was a faithful part of the youth group. In fact, she was a leader in the youth group. She was energetic. She was outgoing. She was everything you could imagine in a young woman who knew and loved Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what, I was excited to think about her future. But then her future ran headlong into a reality. And the reality is bad company can corrupt good character and good morals. She discovered this when she went off to college. And the way that I found out is that she called me on the phone. And at first, I couldn't even recognize her voice. It was so faint and distant. It was obvious something was extremely wrong. And then finally, when I met with Beth, as she came down the hallway toward my office and I stood there and I watched her, her eyes were downcast. Her countenance was just that of despair. And then behind her, a few feet behind her, was a young man. I knew what had happened. Here, Beth was trying to reach this young man for the Lord. She had reached others. But in this case, this man had won her heart, this young man. And after he won her heart, he manipulated her, and contrary to her values, her commitment, she had given in. And now she found herself facing an unwanted pregnancy. By the way, to her credit, she carried that baby and put that baby up for adoption. So there is a person living today who is the benefactor of a young woman named Beth, who made a mistake, did something for which she paid an incredible price, but she passed on a blessing in the midst of her pain. Moms and dads, I can tell you, if it can happen to someone like Beth, it can happen to just about any Christian young person. And that's why we need to be realistic about what they are facing in this world, in this culture. We've got to do the best we can to protect them. We've got to pray that God will protect them from evil and the evil one. And then when they do fail, and at times they will, we need to tell them of the grace of God. Heavenly Father, I pray for all of the parents that are listening to my voice right now. Please give them wisdom and encouragement. And Lord, show us what it means to hold up your word and your truth, recognizing that is our standard. That is what we want to live. But when we fall short, when our children fall short, Lord, show us how to extend grace and forgiveness and to love our children the way that you love them and the way that you love us. I ask this in the precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.